Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg. And as promised, you can tell we are live today. We're not taking a vacation on this day. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. And when you hear Sonny, you know that Eldon Scott, the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue, is in the house bringing sunshine to me, to the studio. Wherever he goes, it's always Sonny's here.
Good morning, Meg. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I feel a little stuffed.
A little stuffed?
From all
you had some turkey last couple days?
I did, because it started Wednesday. Eldon brought in a whole big turkey spread and dinner for our staff. We had a special luncheon on Wednesday, and it was so good. And then I took a plate home Wednesday.
Nothing wrong with that.
Then came in here yesterday, of course, and we were live yesterday, and there wasn't a soul in the house, but we put out the leftovers. I took another plate home. I'm stuffed from Sonny's.
Yeah. Hey.
We had macaroni and cheese. We had mashed potatoes, green beans, these amazing corn muffins, turkey, which was to die for.
Yeah.
I think I left out something.
Potato casserole.
That was
dressing,
so good.
The gravy.
And
the peach cobbler.
Oh my God. It was so good. Really. I'm not lying.
It was a spread for sure.
We were
out of counter space. There was no room.
And we had a lot of happy campers here at Cat Country.
And apparently enough for
New
a little leftovers. Nothing wrong with a little Thanksgiving leftovers.
Well, you brought an abundance. I mean, it was ridiculously good. So thank you so much, Eldon, because that really kicked off the holiday for me. So and then yesterday, another big meal. I'm going to a Friendsgiving tonight. I'm thinking I'm going to have to really start running or something soon.
USO 5K Runway 5K is coming up.
I might need to do it two or three times, I think. Actually, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we got through, and it was a good time. Ate some turkey. All the good stuff. A little apple pie.
A little whipped cream.
Yep.
I appreciate you coming in today, because you could have easily just said, "Hey, Meg, I'm taking Friday off," but I appreciate you coming in, because it's so much fun when you're here, Eldon.
You know, and it's such a beautiful day today. I know everybody's out shopping and out, you know, doing the Black Friday shopping thing. So
I love it. Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
Some football today. We got to see lots of pro ball yesterday.
Yeah.
But college football rivalries today. So, you know, my dogs are playing tech today. So I'm all geared out this morning.
Of course, as always.
In my red and black. But I think Mississippi's playing Mississippi State today. I think we've got upcoming, of course, Auburn, Alabama, and Tennessee. There's lots of games today and tomorrow.
Pick
up some sunnies.
Come on in
for
the
sunnies.
So whether you're out shopping or you're ready for the big game, come in and get some of those wings. Barbecue by the pound, whether you want some ribs or pulled pork.
You have a great wing
it might
special.
Be. Yeah, so that's catering. So you do need to get that in if you want it for tomorrow. So go ahead and put that order in. Go to sunniescatering.com. 50 wings for $49.99. That is a great deal. I think it's probably the best deal in town. If you've not had our slow smoke wings, they're absolutely delicious. So definitely sign up for, go ahead and go online, sunniescatering.com, get that order placed so you can have those wings.
You can just go by and pick it up through the drive-thru, right?
Yeah, you actually can pick it up through the drive-thru.
Awesome.
Hey, we got a catering order. Or come in through the to-go area and you can pick it up there as well.
Well, in case someone doesn't know, because, you know, we do have a lot of folks in from out of town that have come down here for this beautiful weather, and maybe they're thinking, well, this sounds pretty good, a little turkey and some wings. How do they find your locations? Because you have five different locations in this area.
Well, we have six.
Six?
But I would like to say
okay.
four in the news radio listenership.
I gotcha.
So, I do work with a store in Fort Walton Beach and then also in Mobile. But in the news radio area, we have four locations. We have the Pace, Florida location located on Highway 90, right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store, probably about a mile and a half west of Avalon Boulevard. So it's for a good indicator of where it's at. Yeah, it's right there, right next to the IHOP in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Then we have our 9th Avenue location, nice quaint location. All the leaves are falling off the trees now. And so the leaves are blowing everywhere, blowing in the restaurant. It's a constant headache trying to keep the leaves swept out the front door and the back door. But, it's a nice location back there, tucked in behind the AutoZone, just south of Creighton Road and on 9th Avenue. If you know where the firehouse is, right there where the airport runway is. It's kind of right back
in that
location. Little area.
I like that location. It's set apart a little bit. Feels very private. It's nice. I like that one.
Yeah, nice little front porch there. Mm-hmm. This afternoon would probably be a nice little spot to have some
perfect
some
sweater
barbecue.
Weather.
Yeah, so it'd be a good little spot. And then, like I said, all the locations do have drive-through. That location also does have a banquet room. So if
you're trying
to book those holiday parties, so go ahead and give us a call at the store. We can get that set up for you. You can reach out to me on my cell phone, 850-418-3331 is my cell phone number. So.
And how many people does that one hold?
That one will host up to about 40 people at that location. Okay. So you can... you know, get that scheduled, and we can accommodate a few more just sitting people on what we call the back porch area outside of the banquet room. Mm-hmm. If we need to, sometimes they'll sit the kids outside and have the adults inside. And,
there you go. There's a concept.
Know, or maybe the adults sit outside and leave the kids inside, you know.
There you go.
But so we have that location for all those holiday parties. No cost for the room also. And
which
so basically all you have to do is you just sign up. And it's going to be the cost of the food. So we're starting at about $12, $13 a person. You're going to get a full spread. So your proteins, sides, drinks, and bread.
Well, you have great barbecue. So if you're already tired of the turkey, you can bring the family out. If you've got 20 people visiting from all over the country.
Or if you hadn't had enough turkey yet.
You've got a little bit of
really
both.
Good.
So
go
over there and take advantage of the great food.
Yeah. And then we have our Navy Boulevard location, which is located on Navy Boulevard.
trick question.
Located on Navy Boulevard right there at the end of Highway 98 and just north of Pensacola NAS Main Gate, probably about a mile and a half north of the NAS Main Gate also right there. So I'll go across from the Walmart there on Navy Boulevard. We do have a banquet room there also, so it is we can host up to about 75 there. So
that's a bigger one. Okay,
it is quite a bit bigger room, and you can just accommodate more folks. And same scenario there, no cost for the room, and just cost of the food. Set up a buffet. We can do off menu for about 15 people. Anything more than that, it kind of gets difficult to do off of the menu, but we can accommodate some smaller groups off menu.
Right. No, that's great because this is that time of year. We have little gatherings, little employee luncheons.
Yep.
So it's a perfect location.
Yeah, you got your nonprofit. You want to have a little get together, a little gift exchange. We typically book it for about an hour and a half, 2 hours is typically the time frame that we book them for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't get like right at lunchtime, you can do a little bit later lunch and get that, scheduled.
So. Okay, that sounds good.
Our fourth location is our Shelley Road location, which is technically right off of Pine Forest Road. If you're coming south on Pine Forest Road, when you go underneath the interstate right there, you're going to go past Wild Lake Road, which is also the interstate on-ramp. And then there's a little side street right there that goes behind the Tom Thumb that'll take you to the Sonny's Barbecue.
I wish we had a camera right now because Eldon is giving me directions with his hands, and he's saying, "We used to go to the left." He's using his left hand, and then you squiggle through here this way, and he's squiggling through. It's great.
Yep.
The power of radio.
Yeah, got to use the hand signals.
I know you can't. There's some things you can't describe when you're giving directions.
I'm definitely a talk with my hands.
Absolutely,
person,
me too.
Sure.
So it's strange I'm even in this business because I'm a talker with hands.
It's a good thing they don't strap us down, right?
Oh no, God. I wouldn't know what to say. So,
those are the four locations. Every location does have a drive-through, which we'll talk about. Meg's favorite. It's every Monday. You get one, get one free pulled pork sandwich. And so come through the drive-through, take advantage of that great offer. You definitely want to, get some free barbecue.
It's a great deal. And it's every Monday. And then, of course, tomorrow is confused. It is Saturday tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow is Saturday.
Just for a second, what day is it? Tomorrow's, because if you've got grandkids in or you've got family in and you bring them on Saturday, the kids eat free.
Yep.
Which is
kids
great.
And grandkids eat free every Saturday at every location here in the area. You don't need the app for that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just come in, take advantage of that offer. But I do recommend go ahead and get that app. Go ahead and get it. You're going to start collecting all your rewards points. You can,
which really can add up quickly, by the way.
It does. And then there's tiers. So the more points you accumulate, you fall into a higher tier. You actually get more rewards as you kind of go along.
Oh,
so
that's interesting.
Go ahead and get that downloaded. Start taking advantage of those reward points. And then that's where you're always going to get our best offers also. So you're going to get, the best deals that Sunny's has. Sunny Corporate puts out all of our best deals, and so you're going to get notifications. Hey, we got extra BOGO today.
There you go.
On Wednesday or whatever it is. Sometimes they do random things. So.
Okay, well, if you're just joining us talking with Eldon Scott, he is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue in this area. If you've got a question for Eldon, maybe about the menu, maybe about an event you've got coming up, 850-437-1620. And I guess now, looking at the calendar, is this the last weekend for the fall menu?
It is the last weekend for the fall menu. So if you have not gotten or not had the pecan pie egg rolls yet, come on in. You got until Sunday where you can get those. And if you've not had them, I highly recommend trying them out. Meg loved them. Everybody who I hear tries them out does love them. So come in. You got until Sunday.
So unopinionated about things.
I mean, if you're in radio, you got to have some opinions, right?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you.
And, so come and try those pecan pie egg rolls. Those are great. The maple bacon turkey club sandwich is a really, really good sandwich. We do have those pork burnt ends. So those maple pork burnt ends,
mm-hmm.
Those have been a huge hit. Definitely come and check all those out. And, you got until Sunday. So
Okay. Come
on in. We'll talk about the winter menu coming up, but I just saw something pop up. Mr. Cody from Dakota from UWF said, "Hey, there's UWF football tomorrow, so playoff football.
So you can do some tailgating. You can pick up an order to go, take it to the game.
Pick up a to go order. We'll be out there with the food truck, and so you can come see us. But so they're rolling.
This
so
is big time. Go
big
Argos.
Time.
It's a big game tomorrow.
Yep. So I believe game starts at 1 p.m. and so that'll be a good kickoff and
I heard
afternoon.
The grapevine that they're so dedicated to this game they practiced yesterday
on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that tells you about dedication,
right?
Yes, sir.
That is commitment.
So go Argos.
I'm sure they had a little turkey to make up for.
I would imagine so.
I hope so.
Somewhere, yeah.
I hope
I'm sure
so.
They were, especially football players. My goodness, probably get a turkey for each one.
Yeah, a whole turkey. That's a lot of turkey. I don't know.
They're
about
big
that.
Boys, I tell you.
Well, let's talk about the winter menu that's kicking off on Monday. So we're bringing back the prime rib sandwich.
Oh, yum.
So that is a delicious sandwich. If you've not had it on the garlic bread, thin sliced prime rib with the onion straws and doing it with an Alabama white sauce.
Onion straws. In the sandwich?
In the sandwich. Yeah, Meg.
Stop it.
I'm not. I won't. Can't stop. Won't stop.
Okay, what else have we got?
We're bringing back the onion rings. Also, onion rings with the with the barbecue rub on them.
Mm-hmm.
So tossing the
those
barbecue
are so
rub
good.
And the candied bacon mac and cheese. So that one's coming back also. So
there's bacon, candied bacon in the mac and
candied
cheese.
Candied bacon in the mac and cheese with the onion straws and barbecue sauce.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
sold. It doesn't disappoint, Meg.
No.
And then for dessert, we're bringing back the cinnamon apple bread pudding.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you remember those.
Yes, yep. It's so good.
So
and it really is in the spirit of the holidays. There's something about it.
It's just the bread pudding.
Bread pudding.
And the sweet tea glaze.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet tea glaze.
Mm-hmm.
A little drizzle over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So
definitely
that's going to kick off on Monday, so come check it out. Not doing prime rib in the restaurant this
oh, really?
Winter.
Okay.
So, but it is also available for catering. So
okay.
If you need, to get some prime rib for, special event or catering, whatever it might be, we can definitely get you taken care
but
of.
But you will have the sandwich.
We are going to have
the sandwich.
Sandwich.
Yep. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. So excited about that. And then, the banquet rooms, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about catering. So,
okay.
We like to say we have three ways that we cater. Whether you need to have a pickup like those wings or you just need to order barbecue by the pound, whatever it might be, a family feast, which we'll be giving away here in just a few minutes. So you can just call in, go online, place the order, whatever it might be that's easiest, most convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you set up with that order. You just set up a pickup time, come in and pick it up. Our team will have it ready for you. Help you load up if we need to. I mean, if you're ordering food for 200 people, don't come in your Mini Cooper, right?
Right.
Like you know, you got to
plan ahead.
Plan ahead a little bit. So, you know, if it's a lot of people, you know, if it's 20 people, definitely no problem.
Right.
But, you know, if you have a large catering order, you definitely have to be conscientious of that, how mm-hmm. much food it actually is and space.
Because you basically serve it, they have these great big, like, aluminum foil.
Yeah,
bins
for most of our
really nice.
For most of our catering orders, you either do a half pan or a whole pan.
That's the word I was looking for.
And so it's going to come in those. We're going to have, you know, nice lids on them. Everything's mm-hmm. going to be nice and wrapped up and, you know, covered up for you. And then it'll be hot for you when you get it back to the house or the office, wherever it may be your head.
So maybe we should review the hours of the stores too.
Yeah. So all of our hours at every location, we open at 10:45 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday through Thursday, we close at 9:30. And then Friday and Saturday, we close at 10 p.m. at all the local locations.
So you are open today and the rest of the weekend?
We are open today.
So a lot
so
of
we
places
close,
are closed for the
yeah,
holidays.
We close 2 days a year. We close on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. So other than that, 363 days a year, I believe is
okay.
how that math works out.
Yeah,
unless
it's
sounds
leap year,
like us. 364. I don't know what. So,
okay. Well, we have to give something away this morning, don't we?
We do. So
how do you want to do it today? Do you have a question? Do you have a little phrase you want folks to say when they text in?
You know, fourth person to text in, winter menu.
Ah, okay.
So it's like the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter,
winter
menu.
Menu.
Works for me.
I think that will
makes
do that.
Perfect
so fourth
sense.
Fourth person to text that in.
Fourth texter.
And I'm going to keep talking about, yep, go ahead, give
850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. When you text in winter menu and your name. And then we'll go from there.
There we go.
All right, y'all. Good luck.
All right. Let's talk about those other ways we cater. So we can actually do delivery. There is typically a delivery charge. Starts at $25, depending on mileage. Most stuff in the local area, depending on the location of the store, is going to fall within that $25 delivery. But, you know, if it's a really large order, it may go up just a little bit. But we can, you know, have a team member bring it out to you, all that slow smoke barbecue. And basically set it up for you. We'll set up the buffet line for you and, you know, have you ready to eat whatever time you need to eat at. So we'll get that taken care of for you. And then we have a full service catering team. So we actually, we like to say from setup to cleanup, we can have a team come out, whether you're feeding, you know, 50 people, 150 people, or 5,000 people. We'll put the team together to get the barbecue out to you, set everything up, get everybody fed, and then do all the cleanup as well. So
and
we
he's not exaggerating
service.
When he says thousands, because I've seen photos not of some of the big events that you've done, which is pretty incredible. We do have a winner.
All right.
You ready? Okay, so congratulations. Our fourth texter in was Scott. So congratulations, Scott, and he got it right, winter menu. And if there's a couple of Scotts on here, this is the one whose phone starts with 205. So congratulations, Scott. You just won a family feast. Elvin, tell us what Scott won.
Congratulations, Scott. You've won a family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. It's four meats, three sidekicks, choice of bread, and a gallon of sweet tea.
Excellent. We had a bunch of texts in this morning, so thanks everybody who texted in. Sorry you didn't win this time, but we do this every Friday when Eldon is here from 9:30 to 10, so you always have a chance to win a wonderful family feast from Sonny's Barbecue. And Scott, what I will do is I'll send you information on how you can pick up your gift certificate after the show.
There you go. Easy peasy.
Okay, so let's review that winter menu one more time.
Yeah, so the winter menu, again, that's going to have that prime rib sandwich back on the menu.
So we do have prime rib, it's just in a good sandwich.
Yeah, the sandwich is actually phenomenal. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it is a lot of prime rib on that sandwich. The Swiss cheese, it gets melted on that garlic bread. So it's a really great sandwich. So if you've not had it, you definitely check it out. Again, that's going to be kicking off on Monday. The onion rings tossed in the barbecue, the barbecue rub. And then that bacon mac and cheese with the onion straws. And then for the dessert, we're bringing back that cinnamon apple bread pudding. So,
oh, man, that sounds so good.
I might have to have some here for you next week, man.
Yeah, okay. I was going to start the diet next week. I guess I won't, huh?
I mean, January 1st, Meg. January 1st.
After all the turkey and stuffing and potatoes I've had this week.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Well, this has been great to see you today. And I know that you're out and about in the community all the time. Do you get a little bit of a break this weekend? Or are you still busy?
I got the UWF football. football.
That's
don't,
right, of
don't
course.
Have much Sunday. Getting ready for the week. Got a couple things coming up next week. So, yeah,
okay.
It'll be a little bit of time off.
That's, yeah. So that's good, because he has been going and going and going for this whole, talk about the third quarter. My goodness. How many events do you think you've been to in the last
six months? I don't know, Meg. Yeah. I don't know.
A lot. And you're doing the leadership class now with Pensacola Chamber, which is great.
Yeah, we got a day coming up here in about 2 weeks for community service.
Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's been good. Learning a lot and getting to be a part of the community and seeing some of the inner workings of the city and how things are going. Last time we were out at the Emergency Management Center.
That was really interesting.
We went to Escambia County Jail. Mm-hmm. We went to the Sheriff's Office. We got quite the tour and saw a lot of different stuff. The calls to the 911 call center, got to do a tour inside of the jail, which, you know, it was.
That's a humbling experience.
Yeah.
So
it was a heavy day, a long day. And, but it was good to get to see some different things that you normally wouldn't get to see and understand some of the things that go on in the community that you don't see as an everyday citizen.
Well, we're not exposed. We get kind of in our own little world.
You don't realize all the things that are going on and how they work.
Whatever business we're in, we don't necessarily get exposed to people in other businesses. Yeah. And so that's the best part of it and the friendships that you make. So I'm glad that you're enjoying that. That's a lot of fun.
It has been good.
And didn't you get some award this past month, sir?
I think that was 2 months.
Ambassador.
Yeah, it was the Pensacola Chamber.
And what was that
Ambassador of the Year.
Congratulations. Be proud of that.
Call it the Shaking Hands and Kissing Babies Award.
Yes. Well, you are the Chief Kindness Officer, so I can see where you would be the Ambassador of the Year pretty much for everybody, not just the Chamber. So,
well, it's a lot. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the community. I like to shine spotlights on all the things that are going on. You know, obviously, like tomorrow, UWF football, that's a big deal. You know, it's a big.
Where will you be located tomorrow if people want Sunny's?
The food truck alley.
In the back. Okay. Yeah.
So that's where we'll be.
All right.
And the big food truck. And so we'll have some slow smoke barbecue, some pulled pork probably, I don't know. We'll see what else. But some of that mac and cheese, the barbecue beans, because they are barbecue beans.
Oh, so good.
They are barbecue beans.
Really, really good.
Because they got the barbecue in them.
That's true.
Not baked beans. You got to make sure you say it right.
No, it's barbecue beans.
That's right.
Barbecue beans.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the family feast. I know there's a lot of people that have office parties and things coming up. We did it here for y'all here at the station.
Which was fantastic.
So basically for $90, $89.99, you're going to get either ham or turkey. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to get three sides. So we have mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, green beans. We have a stuffing. We have a sweet potato casserole, which is really good, by the way. Mm-hmm. And then cornbread or your choice of other bread of slider rolls, whatever it might be. So that is a great way for $90.
And how many people does it feed?
It feeds 10 people.
Easily.
It easily feeds 10 people. So, you know, you just multiply. Hey, you got 30 people to feed. Get three of them. Maybe get a ham and two turkeys. So you can get your choice of a smoked ham or smoked turkey. And then your three sides. You can add on some banana pudding for $10. Mm-hmm. We did peach cobbler here.
Which is so good.
The peach cobbler is so good. So we do it by the half pan or whole pan. And so basically $20 for a half pan.
And you brought beverages too. You have the iced tea, which is really good.
Got the sweet tea, got the lemonade. So
don't forget about the beer specials at the restaurant.
Oh, every time there's a football game on, $2 draft beers.
Watch the Argos if you can't get to the game.
There you go.
That could be a good day for you.
$2 draft beers. Mm-hmm. Come and get some chicken wings. The chicken wings are so good. If you're not tried the Sunny's chicken wings, I don't know. Slow smoked chicken wings, marinated for 24 hours. They're finished on the grill. We can deep fry them if you want that extra crispy skin. But you should definitely check them out if you've not had our Sunny's wings. They're so good. Oh.
There it is. Oh, my goodness.
Is it over already, Meg?
Yes, I know. Time is flying.
It goes by so quick.
I know. Well, listen, you did a great job.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Excited that you're
going
to be at the game
today.
Tomorrow. And happy day after Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Friday, Meg.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
That's it.
Y'all have a great weekend. Okay. See y'all next week.
Thanks so much. Sunny's Barbecue. You can go to sunnybarbecue.com and download the app right now and take advantage of it.